Morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. How are you doing?
Hashem, how's Shabbos?
Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, all as well. How are you feeling? Everything good?
Everyone's good.
Yeah. Everybody in the house okay?
I got it, yeah. We went outside yesterday for a little bit. Never seen so many people in my neighborhood.
Did you really?
Yeah. I didn't know people lived here. It's usually pretty dead on Shabbos.
Rivy and I went to stopped by Chevy, went to Shimmy, went to Esty, and then went back.
Wow.
3 hours.
Outstanding. Is that you, Simcha?
Good morning.
Good morning, Menachem. Good morning, Simcha.
Hey, Menachem. Good morning, Menachem.
Good morning.
I'm getting dizzy, Menachem.
Good morning, Menachem.
Can't just sit down first.
Has it is in critical condition.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is, so we'll learn. What?
I asked the same question. Why don't they tell us? I mean, it's...
I don't know. Some people like
somebody,
that.
Then I'll tell you why. If it's somebody you know, you pray a lot harder.
I know that. That's why we always say that people are always so secretive about when it comes to sickness. We know why. We say it because it's for shidduchim. It's true. That's a true issue, but... I think davening outweighs that. Listen, I don't know. I'm not in that position.
What shidduchim? It's somebody's father.
I understand. I know. It doesn't make sense. I know.
Whatever.
So anyway, Michal ben Miriam. So we'll learn for Refuah Shleimah from Michal ben Miriam and all the Cholim and the Refuah Shleimah. Okay. So we're on the last two words. Did anyone listen to Friday Shabbos is daf?
No, you posted it? That's what you posted yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I listened to it.
I posted it on Friday. I did it on Friday. So
yeah, I listened to it, Menachem.
Okay, excellent. Simcha, you get the prize.
Thank you so much.
We're in the bottom last two words of Tesvav Amud Beis. The only thing you have to know to get this daf is that glass we treat like klicheres. Because the Gemara said, because glass is made from the same thing that cheres is made from. It's just a different way. Since right. glass is made
wait,
from...
Let's make ourselves...
What? What did you say, Mati?
Make sure everybody's muted.
Everyone mute.
So glass is made from kli cheres, and cheres is made from cheres. So therefore, since they're the same, they're treated the same. So the Gemara says, elameata, if that's true, if what's true. As Rashi says, Hol, Bishavinu Klicheres, we're treating glass as Klicheres. If that's true, then Loli Tamu Migavon. It should not make something Tame if it touches it on the outside. Klicheres has, and look at the Tosfos, the first here, Elameata, the little one. Vuhu Adin, the Havimotzil Meimar, Vulitame Meaviron. It should become Tame in the airspace. So a kli cheres is funny. We think of tumah that something touches tumah, an av touches a rishon, it makes the rishon tame, right? And we think it doesn't matter where it touches it anywhere. If I'm an av tumah and I touch you, I make you a rishon. It doesn't make a difference if I touch your nose or your forehead or your elbow, you become tame. Same thing with kalim. If I touch a keli, but when it comes to a kli cheres is funny rule. If you touch the outside of a kli cheres, it doesn't make the kli cheres tame. By the same token, as that's what Tosos is saying, a kli cheres, if you take a dead sheret and you hang it in the airspace of the kli cheres, you make the kli cheres tame. Didn't touch the walls at all, doesn't have to. So if a glass keli has the same status as a kli cheres, then it should have those halachas. And a kli cheres should be, and a glass keli should become tame if it's in the airspace, and it shouldn't become tame if you touch the outer part of it. Alama Tanan, why is there a Mishnah in Kalim that says like this? Kli cheres, a kli neser, which is some kind of kli made out of earth, also like a similar to a kli cheres, tumas and shava, they're the same. And notice that glass is missing. Mitamin, they become tame, umitamein, and they impart tuma to other things. It means if they're already tame, meaviron, from their airspace. So if I have a tame kli cheres and I take a needle and I stick it in the airspace, the needle becomes tame. By the same token, if a sheretz goes into the Kli Cheres airspace, it becomes tameh. Umitamin me'achorehen, and they also become tameh from achorehen. Achor took me a long time to figure out what this means. What it means is, you know, sometimes you have like a kos with a stem, right? And the bottom of the stem, the base of the stem, you could turn upside down and actually use it a little bit. That's called achorehen. It's not the backside. It's the base that you could turn over and use it. That base also, if the something tummy goes in there, then it'll make the kli tummy.
Doesn't that have to hold a certain amount to be tummy?
For what? For this halacha? No.
For any halacha?
No. It's a special halacha, but kli cheres achorehen. I have in order to know what this is, you have to have a picture book. I have a picture book on Masechus Kalim. I looked it up, and that's what it was. They showed you a kli. It wasn't a kos. It was like a bowl, and the bowl had the same kind of base as a kos that we know. And the kos had a little bit of a receptacle in there. It's not big at all. And they said that's what achorehen means. And if there's tuma in there, by the way, notice how it just says umitamin me'achor mitamin. It becomes tuma, but it can't impart tuma in there. So if it's already tummy and you put a needle in there, in the airspace over there, it won't make it tummy. Only to become tummy, that spot is good. Okay, that's not, we don't need it for that. The ein metam migabehen. And it doesn't become tummy on the backside. You touch the outside of the cleat, it doesn't become tummy. Vishivirasan metayarasan. And breaking it will make it tummy. As a matter of fact, when it comes to a klicheres, the only way to make it tummy, the only way to get it, to make it untame is to break it. The ein metam, I said that already. Kli neser ukli cheres hu demetumas san shava. Only a kli neser and a kli cheres have the same properties. Avol midiach reini lo, but not anything else. Not glass. But if glass is kli cheres, why does it have different rules? That's the Gemara's question. Why doesn't glass have these properties? That's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara answers, Omri, the answer is, Kivan the chinish tabru, when a glass keli breaks, yesh lehem takana, you could repair it somehow. Not 100% sure what this means. A glass kli, the Gemara assumes, you don't have to throw it in the garbage. Somehow you can salvage it and make a new kli out of it. Since you can, and a kli cheres, you cannot do that. Since you could do that with a glass, shavinu kli mateches, they gave it the status of a kli mateches regarding all the tuma of kli mateches. Since it could be refashioned, and a kli cheres and a kli, what do you call it? A kli cheres cannot be refashioned. So since a glass kli has milus over a kli cheres, because it could be refashioned, therefore they treated it like a kli, what do you call it? Like a metal kli. And that's why it doesn't have the rules of a kli cheres. El meyat, if that's true, yachzeru l'tumasan yishana, the old tuma should return. Like a metal kli. What if you have a kli cheres, you break it, and you patch it up together? It was tame, you break it, and you patch it up together. So what happens when you patch it up together? Does it have the din of a kli? Does it become tame again? It was tame, you broke it to 1,000 pieces, and then you put it back together again. So does the tuma come back? The answer is, by a kli cheres, it does not come back. By a metal kli, it does come back. So why doesn't a glass kli, the tuma should come back? It not, because we're learning Kalim. Kli mateches, a metal kli, shuteyan, whether they're flat, umakableyan, or whether they have a receptacle, tameyan, they are tame. Nishbaru, if they broke, taru, they become tahar. Why do they become tahar if they broke? Very simple. Because only kalim can become tame, not broken kalim. Broken kalim are not considered kalim, they're considered things. Things can't become tame. Only kalim, people, and food. That's it. Broken kalim are none of those three things. Chaza va'asa behen kelim. If you made the keli back into a keli, chazru l'tumas nishana. The tuma comes back. Whatever tuma you had comes back. The ilu gabe kli zechuches tanan. But when it comes to glass, we learn kliates, whether it's wooden kli, kliar, leather, klietzem, bone, kli zechuches, glass, shutehen, if they're flat, tahorin. They can never become tummy. Anything that a flat piece of wood can never become tummy, even if it's a kli. Umakablehen tamei. But if they have the receptacle, all these things can become tamei. Vishtabru, if they broke, taru, they become tar. Chazer va'asam mehen kelim. And if you refashion it, mikablan tum mikam haba, then it can become tamei again. It can become tamei again. Mikam haba in l'mafreya lo, not backwards. So back to our question. If we're treating kli chera, if we're treating glass like metal, then why does glass have the unique halacha that it's not tamei? Glass is not tamei if you refashion it. Why not? Metal is. Everyone got that question? Good. So the Gemara answers, tumas kli zechuchis derabanan. The whole tuma of kli zechuchis is only derabanan. V'tuma yishana derabanan. And old tuma, this old tuma, that the tuma we're going to learn on number days why the halacha, that why when you make a metal kli and you break it and then you refashion it, why does the tuma come back? We'll learn that on number days. But it's also a din derabanan. It's actually a gzira. So bituma doraisa, when it comes to tuma doraisa, which is metal, achisu be tuma rabbanan tuma, we will make a tuma halacha on top of a din doraisa. As Rashi says in the last Rashi before the lines get wide, gozer tuma yishana. So therefore, we instituted tuma yishana, old tuma, meaning if you break the metal kli and then you refashion it, the tuma returns. Because metal kelim are tamei d'oraisa. Therefore, we're going to make a d'rabanan on a top of d'oraisa. Aval kli zechuchis, but glass, the ikur tchilas tumaso lesa elim d'rabanan. The whole tumah is d'rabanan. The law goes with tumah yishana. We're not going to make another d'rabanan on top of a d'rabanan. And that's why glass is different. Now the Gemara says, tumah d'rabanan, when it comes to tumah d'rabanan of glass, lo achisu le tumah d'rabanan tumah. We didn't make another tumah on top of that. The whole glass is durabanan. So to say that if glass is broken and refashioned, the tumah comes back, that's a durabanan on top of the durabanan, and we don't do that. Now the Gemara says, shutehen mihulatame. Then why isn't glass that's flat, like a flat piece of glass that doesn't have a receptacle, why doesn't that become tame? The pshute kli mateches daraisa ninu, because pshute kli mateches are daraisa. In other words, a flat piece of metal can become tamei midaraisa. So why don't we make a gzera derabanan that glass flat kalim are also tamei, just like metal flat kalim? Why not? So the rabbanan said, listen to this: of the berabanan hekera, the rabbanan made a heker, and they didn't make flat glass kalim tamei. Ki hechi dilo lisraf alayhu tuma v'kachim. So you shouldn't burn tuma and kachim if the truma. If the truma or kudgem touched, a flat glass kli, if we made a gzera on that, then you'd have to burn it. So we didn't make a gzera to let you know that it's only the rabbanan, and for the rabbanan, you don't have to burn it. Rashi says, the last Rashi, Tumas kli zechuches. They made a heker by Tumas kli zechuches, v'chilku ba mi tuma d'oraisa, to distinguish it from tuma d'oraisa, lahodia, so you should know, that it's only a din derabanan. And you won't burn truma v'kachim on it. Because we don't burn truma derabanan. Bar min vav svekos. Except for the 6 svekos that we had 2 days ago. Or yesterday, actually. Okay? Now we turn over to Amud Beis. Ravashi Amar. Rashi gives another answer. La'olam likli cheres damo. Really, 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 a glass has the status of kli cheres. If glass has the status of kli cheres, udikakashalach, and we had a question, lo lutame migabon, don't make it tamei on the outside. Right? That was our question. If glass has the same status as a kli cheres, it shouldn't become tamei on the outside. Why does a glass keli become tamei on the outside? And the Gemara answers, Rav Ashi gives a different answer. Hoel v'nire tocho kabaro. Because the outside looks like the inside. Since it's see-through, Rav Ashi gives a very difficult shot. Rav Ashi, the second line. Hoel v'nire tocho mibachutz. Derech dafnosav on its walls. Lo chashiv gav elatoch. It doesn't look like the outside, rather the inside. there's a sasanat. I'm not sure what he means by that. But what I think it means is when you're very far away from the glass keli and you see something in front of it. Let's say you see coins. Coins are in front of the glass keli. You're not sure. Are the coins in the keli or outside of the keli? Since the keli is glass and see-through, it could give you the appearance that it's not inside the keli, it's outside the keli. Right? That's what glass is. Therefore, they made a gzera. Therefore, they didn't want to make a gzera. I'm sorry. Yeah, right. Really, the stuff is outside the keli, but you're going to think it's inside. Why are you going to think it's inside? Because you can't see it so far away, and it's clear, it's see-through. So you're going to think it's inside the keli, and then you're going to get closer, and then someone's going to be touching it and not treating it as if it's tummy. I didn't know that the glass is not tummy. So because of that problem, they didn't want to make tumma on the outside ever tumma on the outside. So you should always know glass is different. That's what Rav Ashi answers. Does everyone understand that? Okay, very good. Next. Shimon ben Shetach tikin ksuva le'isha. He invented a ksuva. That's no story for itself. I'm not even going to get into that. The gazer tuma al klimateches. And he made tuma on metal kalim. The Gemara says, klimateches da'araisa ninu. Metal kalim are da'araisa. If it says, and it says in the Torah, what do you mean he made up Tuman Kalim? Daraisa. The Tivit says, Ach es zav, yes, a kesef. Gold, silver, all metal Kalim. So the Gemara says, no. What Shimon Shetach invented was, Lo nitzdricha elo tuma yishana. He made up the gzera that if you break a metal Kali and then refashion it, the tuma comes back. He made that up. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, listen to this. Maisa b'shaltiyon hamalka. There was a story with Shaltiyon hamalka. Shasa mishta livna. She made a wedding for her son, the Nitmu Kol Kelel. And somebody came and every Kelel got tummy. So what she going to do? She's going to go buy Kelel. That's not practical. The Shavartan. So she broke every Kelel. The Nasnasan Litziruf. And she went back to the smelter, the guy. The Ritchan, Asan Kelel Chadashan. They made a new Kelel out of it. Vamru, Chachamim, Yachzu, Utamasan, Yeshana. It goes back to the original Tumah. All the Tumah comes back. Why? What's the reason for that? Bishum geder mechatas naguba. It's a gzera. Because if everyone's going to always do that by their kalim, no one's ever going to go to the paraduma. No one's ever going to bother. Why should I go bother getting, by the way, not only are people sprinkled with paraduma, kalim too. Rashi says, geder mechatas. Nemtu mechatas betalim. The mechatas is going to sit unused. Shein lucha adam, mamdin zayin yamim. Because if that, you have to wait 7 days. I have to wait 7 days? Nah, ella rather. Shavars, shavrin, I'll break them. Umishtakachach taras mechatas. And the halacha of mechatas will become forgotten. You hear that? It will become forgotten. Since we don't want it to become forgotten, I don't want it to become forgotten. Therefore, they made a gzera. If you do break it and then you refashion it, the tumah comes back. So you know what? I'm basically forcing everybody to go to the paraduma. Now, the Sfas Emes asks such an unbelievable question, which she doesn't even answer. Listen to this question. He says, let's say you do this. Let's say you break the keli. You break the keli, which you weren't supposed to do, right? But you don't refashion it. You don't refashion it. You break the keli, and then you sprinkle the paraduma on the broken pieces. And then twice, on the third day, the seventh day, and then after the seventh day, you refashion it. Did the tumah come back, or did the tumah not come back? Right? In other words, what'd you break it for? I don't know what you broke it for. So there's a Rambam that says you can't do paraduma on broken kalim. He doesn't say it in this context about the guy who's going to be outsmarting the halacha. Not saying it in that context. The Rambam says there's no such thing as tuma as a paraduma on broken kalim. Only got to be regular kalim. The Rambam argues. So Sassima says, is this a machlok between the Rambam and the Ravid in my situation, which I made up? Fine. Now, all this we said, ha nicha lamanda amar, Lola kala tumas amru, elu tumas hames bolvad amru shapir. There's a statement out there, and Rashi says lo yadana hecha. I don't know who said. I don't know where this is, but there's a statement out there that this halacha, that if you break a metal keli and refashion it, the tumah comes back, is only talking about a keli that was tumas mes. That makes sense, shapir. That makes a lot of sense because the whole reason why. you have to refashion the middle of Keli, is because someone's trying to avoid the Paraduma. Paraduma is only by Mason. That makes perfect sense. El Lamanda Amar Lachala Tumas Amru. But if he's telling me this is about all Tuma, it doesn't make any sense. I ain't going to name her. It doesn't make any sense. Even on Tuma Sheretz, if the Keli got Tummy from a Sheretz, and I break it and refashion it, Tuma comes back, that has nothing to do with Paraduma. Why is there a halacha like that? Amar Abaya, Zera, a whole different thing. Zera, Shema, Lo, Yikavnu, Vichte, Taharasa. Maybe you never made a Tummy to begin with. You never made a Tar to begin with. In other words, it's a halacha that, if, let's say you have a Kli, you have a metal bowl, and you make a, there's a hole in the bowl. How big is the hole? The size that a dime could fit through. Let's say it's that big, that a dime could fall through it. So is that Kli become Tahar? Is it considered quote-unquote broken? The answer is no, because you can put oranges in there, or apples, or bigger things. Yeah, maybe you can't put sesame seeds, that's true, because they're going to fall out, but you can put oranges and apples. What if the hole is so big that a pomegranate can't fit through? That a pomegranate could fall through? So the halacha is once the hole's that big, the Kli is considered not a Kli. I could put watermelons in it. Okay, we don't ask that question. So once the Kli is so big, the hole is so big that a pomegranate can fall through the hole, already the Kli is considered broken, and therefore the Tumma went away. Now, what are you? You're a scientist. You're sitting there with a measuring. How big is the hole? Says Abaya, since you're not going to make the hole big enough because you're not such an expert, therefore made a Gzera. The Gzera is that if you refashion it, the tumor comes back. Why? Because then maybe the tumor never left. Because you didn't make the clear the right size. That's what Rava Amar. Rava says, no. Gzera, Shemru Yamru, Tevila, Bas Yomo, Olala. Maybe people are going to think that a Kli that was toivled, right? Because you have a Kli over here that you broke and then you refashioned. Right? You broke it and you refashioned it. If we don't make a gzera, says Rava, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to go to you, and I knew that Kli was tummy, and it's Sunday. And I see the Kli was tummy Sunday morning, and then Sunday afternoon, you're playing with the Kli. Wait a minute, the Kli's tummy. Even if you went to the mikvah with that Kli, it's got to wait till nightfall. What's he playing with that Kli for? And I'm going to get the wrong impression. Now, what you're really doing is you broke it and you remade it. So there's no tummy anymore, because you broke it and you remade it. Says Rava, it's going to lead to problems. Therefore, make a gzera. Making zero, and if you break a Kli and remake it, the Tumah comes back. Why? So I shouldn't learn the wrong halacha, because I'll think that you don't have to wait for Harav Shemesh, you don't have to wait for nightfall. My Benayu, what's the difference between these two opinions of Abaya and Rava? The difference is, there are tzvinhu mitzrath. The difference is, where you broke it to such an extent that it doesn't even resemble the original Kli. It doesn't resemble the original Kli at all. So Rava's issue goes away. I'm not going to think it's the same Kli because it's a totally different Kli. But Abaya's issue, there's a machlok, is how you read this. So Rashi says, Rashi gives two pshatim. The second pshat, Ika d'Amri, which Rashi likes better, Shema lo yikvenu, Ika, the fact that maybe you didn't make the hole big enough, you still have that problem. Shema yomru, Leka, ha-minka rasiya michadasha kulo, because everyone sees it's a brand new Kli. So therefore, we don't have to take the zero over there. That's what I think is right. So the question is, Abaya doesn't make too much sense because Abaya's gzera was, maybe he didn't make the hole big enough. But you had to destroy the whole Kli. What do you mean he didn't make the hole big enough? I'm not sure what that means. But Rava says, Rava's makes sense. Since there's no one's going to think it's the same Kli because it's totally different because I destroyed the other one totally and I rebuilt it. Therefore, no one's going to make the mistake about halacha. Okay. Now, when we did the Yud Ches Gzeros, we didn't mention all 18. Some we didn't mention. So the Gemara says, the Idach Maihi, what are some of the other gzeros? We didn't mention all 18. So Ditnan is a Mishnah in Mikvos. The Mishnah is like this. Now, in order to make a mikvah, you have to have pure rainwater. You can't have water sitting in buckets and stuff that I then transfer to the mikvah. You're not allowed to do that. So Hameniach Kelim Tachas Atzinar. If I put Kelim underneath the pipe, Bakabel Behen Megishamim, to catch the rainwater, Echad Kelim Gedolim, whether the big Kelim, Echad Kelim Ketanim, whether the small Kelim, Afilu Kli Avonim, even if they're Kli Avonim, which can't become Tame, Kli Adama, Kli made out of earth, Kli Galalim, made out of dung, posen as a mikvah. All that passes the mikvah. Why? All that's Mayim She'uvim. Echad HaMiniach, whether you put it there, Echad HaShocheach, I totally forgot there was a Kli there. I totally forgot that Kli was there. I woke up in the morning, I see the kli's full of water. So you know what? I'll throw it into the mikvah. It says Beis Shammai. If you're Beis Shammai, you can't do that. Ubeis Hillel metarin b'shocheach. Beis Hillel is metaher if you forgot. If you forgot that kli, Beis Hillel says you're tahar. Why? So Tosfos in somewhere else, where this work appears somewhere else, explains that that there's no the Rabbanon didn't passel Mayim She'uvin. Not the Rabbanon didn't passel. Yeah. The Rabbanon only passel Mayim She'uvin where you had Kavana for the water. If you didn't have Kavana, it's not a problem. Okay? And maybe that's what the Torah meant also. That the Torah said only Mayim She'uvin is only passel with Kavana. Amr Meir Nimnu, that's the Gzera. Nimnu v'rabu Beis Shammai al Beis Hillel. That Beis Shammai agreed that Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai, and they made that Gzera. Umodin Beis Shammai, but Beis Shammai said v'shecheach b'chatzar shehu tahar. Yeah, if you put a kli under the pipe and then you forgot it was there, there's a Gzera. Everyone agrees that water is my shuv. What if it's from some pipe, some bucket in my backyard somewhere, and then it get rained? I forgot it was there. There for 6 months. I totally forgot about it. Then I come after the winter. Look, it's full of water. I totally forgot about it. Even Beis Shammai would agree it's mutter. Rashi explains. It's a long Rashi, but we'll do Rashi here. B'chatzar. Shlo tachas atinar. It wasn't near the pipe. Unishmalei min anotvin. And it filled up over time. B'naflu l'mikvah. And then it fell into the mikvah. Shutar. The mikvah's fine. The b'meniach tachas atinar. Because when I put it under a pipe, u'kashay nichon b'shas kishar avim. Or it's starting to rain. The clouds are forming. I want to get water. Achach nishfazru. Then the clouds go away. It was a mistake. The weatherman was wrong. And then I forgot about it. Come on, who did pluggy? That's gonna be a machlokus about that. The goli died. They shirotza shiiplu l'tocho. Because when you heard the weatherman say it's gonna rain today, and you put the bucket out there, you wanted the rain in there. That's why you put the bucket out there. Then you heard that the weatherman was wrong. So your first intention, as a machlokus about this, your intention go away. In other words, I was looking forward to the rain, and they told me it's not coming. Umishum pizer of him lo bat l'machshavas l'rishana. Just because the clouds went away. And the weatherman was wrong, it doesn't mean my machshava went away. I still want the rain. But if I put it out in the yard at some random time, I feel a b'shas kisher, even when it was supposed to rain. Then it's bazru, and then it stopped raining, then it didn't rain. It doesn't, it's not clear that my intention didn't go away. Because why? Because it's in the backyard, I don't care. Therefore my machshava went away, and then maybe the water's not going to be a problem. And now the Gemara, back to the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosi, adayin machlokas mkoma omedet. The machlokas still stands. The machlokas still stands. And that what? That Rashi explains. The meneach tachas atzinor b'kishur avim lo nimnu rabu ole levadal divrei Beit Hillel v'lo chazuben. Beit Hillel did not change their minds. So if Beit Hillel didn't change their minds, then it's not one of the yidches gzeros. So Rav Yosi is going to add something else. Before we get to that answer, Amr Mesharsha Debe Rav Ami Debe Rav Amr Yakol Modim. Everyone agrees. Sheinichon B'shas Kisher Avim. If you put it out there when it was supposed to rain, Tameim. The water in there is Tameim. B'shas Pizer Avim. If you just put it out there stam randomly, Debe Rav Koltar. Everyone holds the star. Elo Nechlaku Elo Sheinichon B'shas Kisher Avim. You put it out there when it was supposed to rain. Then it's Bazru. And then it's well. Then the clouds went away. Then V'chazru. Then it's Kashru. Then they came back. Marsavar Hillel hold, Beis Hillel holds, butl machshavto. Your machshav is butl. Umarsavar Beis Shammai holds, lo butl machshavto. Your machshav didn't go away. Fine. Ul Reb Yosi, but according to Reb Yosi, Amar machlokas adayim im komo medes, batzaluhu. So he's missing one gzera from the 18 gzeros. Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, afnos kusim nidos me'ariso sehem o bayom gazru. They made a gzera that the daughters of kusim are considered. The daughters of Kusim are considered Nida the minute they're born. Look at Rashi. Nidos Yarisosan. Miyom Shinolda, the day they're born, they're considered already a Nida. Digazrinan Dilma Chazi Nidas. Because maybe they saw Takanidas. Diktana Bas Yoma Mitama Benida. Because it is possible. Ditanya. Ainli Ala Isha. A woman is a Nida. Tinokos Bas Yomechad Lanida Minai. Even a 1 day old. Tamadlama? Yeah, even a 1 day old. Tamadlama V'isha. The kusim ain't darshan midrash zeh. They don't learn this drasha, the kusim. The kichazian lo mefarshile. And if they see nidas in a 1 day old, they're not going to take any precautions. Hilkach, therefore, gazu bar rabbanon. The rabbanon made a gzera. So we still have, it's only a quarter to. If people will indulge me, we're going to do this tosfos of afilu benos. We're not going to do the whole thing. A afilu benos kusim. Right? So what did Rav Yossi say? He made a gzeira on benos kusim that they're nidos like one day old. Tema l'ri, the bereish benos kusim, muki lakur meir. We're saying this gemara goes like meir, the chayish lemiuta, meir is choshish v'mirz. The high taima lo shayach el lamanda amar kusay geri emesheim. This only is true if the kusim are real Jews. If they're real Jews, the kusay geri emes, if they're real Jews, but the very lax in hilchas nida, we have to make such a gzera because we're chayish for mir. V'imrasa tmeya midoraisa. And if they see the tamidaraisa, because they're full-fledged Jews, but they're just not careful in halacha. They don't want the drasha like that. So they're avalamanda amar kusim geri arayosheim. But if you hold the only were gaya because of lions, and they're not really sincere about it, it doesn't make any sense. Even if the Torah midaraisa, the goy lo matame beziva. There's no such thing as halchas nid and ziva by a goy, a goyish woman, no such thing. So if they never were makabel gerus, they're goyim. What kind of this? Ubishmaitzin mochich lekuli alma benos kusim have mirches davar, and everyone agrees this is one of the 18. If you don't hold from miut, why is this one of the 18? In order for this to be one of the 18, you have to have two requirements. Number one, yichayish for miut. It's very, very, very unusual for one-day-old girl to have nida. It happens, I guess, once in a yovel. Very unusual. So you have to hold from that. And number two, you have to hold that they're really geared. So not everyone holds to that. But oh, not only that, Rabbi Yossi, who holds from this one of the 18, Islam the geri arayosim. He held that kusim are not even valid gerim. The menachos, parakam yishmol. Islay, tar mishal goyim shal kusim, mishal kusim al shal goyim. You have to give tshuma for goyim, which is no such thing really. So he, the shtick over there, you can give for a goy on a kusi, for on a goy on a kusi. In other words, kusim are goyim. So it's not considered mixing up tshuma. Vacha chashiv alibe benos kusim yudchas davar. And here he says it's one of the 18. Doesn't make sense. The yishlomer, Tosfos answers, the benos kusim isil lekuli alma, according to everybody who made this gzera, the gazir alehin made a gzera on them, shehiyu nidos, that they're all goyish girls, goyim, kusim, anybody, shelo yitmu mehen, don't hang out with them. You don't want people hanging around with goyish girls, even benos kusim, whether they're good gerim or not good gerim, we don't want them hanging around, so they made such a gzera. Now we're going to skip about 10 lines. Now Tosfos says, the Im Tomar, it's the second to last word on the line, about 10 lines further down. The Im Tomar, Hechi Chashev Le Rameir B'Yudches Davar. How could Rameir include this in one of the 18? Again, Rameir is Chayesh Lemiyot. V'halo B'lav Hachi B'chol Makom Chayesh Rameir Lemiyotah. Rameir is always Chayesh Lemiyot. So why is this case any special? Rameir is always Choshish for Lemiyot. So why should this case be different? Why is this one of the Yudches, special Yudches Gzeres? Rameir is always Chayesh Lemiyot. Yesh Lomar, the answer is, there's a chazaka she didn't see. There's a rove she didn't see. A one-day-old baby, normally not an either. There's a chazaka like that. There's a rove like that. The mistama imitzi asol olam larasa. When a baby's born, she doesn't become an either the day she's born. It's very, very, very unusual. So I would have thought, v'ukmi achazaka, let the chazaka stay where it is. V'somech ruba lechazaka. I have a rove also. The itrele miyuta, and it ruins Rameir's miyut. V'lo havi chayish Rameir, and Rameir would not be chayish for this. Ilav the gazulei miyut ches davar, the havel in miyuta de miyuta. Such a small miyut. This is going to happen. Kedemuchach perak reish basra diavamis. In other words, really, even Rameir wouldn't be choshish for this. Even Rameir is normally chayish for miyut, would not be choshish for this. Why not? Because it's a miyut of such small proportion, and there's a rove that's not like this, and a chazaka not like this. All the things fighting against Rameir would have backed down over here. He didn't back down because one of the Yud Ches Davar. And one more fascinating question. Vim Tomar. Laman Tomar Perak Beis de Mesechta Savoda Zara. Gozer al Benos Seyen, that they were gozer on Goyish girls, Yishum Davar Acher, because the girls are Avoda Zara. So you go out with a nice, nice Italian girl. Next thing you know, you're going to church with her. So stay away from those girls. Hainu, Shir Nidos, Ariso Seyen. And therefore, we said, even when they're a baby, don't even play with them when they're your neighbor, when they're little kids. Amai chashiv luhu tarti, because v'inan gazeros b'noseyan u'b'nos kusim. Why do we make two gzeres? One for the b'nos kusim, one for the goyim. Is it the same thing? We don't want you hanging around these people and learning from their ways and going to their churches. And we don't want you hanging around them. So either two gzeiros, one for benos kusim and one for goyim. And Tosfos says very smartly, we need both. The gazu begoy, if you made a gzeiro only on goyish girls, have a minimum da aduki bevodas kol chavim tei, because they're a bunch of they're Catholics, they're a bunch of goyim, they have another religion. We don't want you hanging around those people. Aval benos kusim lo, but kusim lived among the Jews, and they maybe were half Jews, and they thought they're Jews, and they're a little bit Jewish, but not sure what they are. What make such a gzeiro for? The girls go to the same shul we go to. The gazu bekusim, and if we made a gzeiro only on kusim, mishum deragilim. It's exactly why we have to make a gzeiro on kusim, because we go to the same shul as them, and they're not the same. V'shayichi tvei gabi yisrael meod de kochavim. Aval goy, but you have to make a gzeiro that I'm going to hang out with a goy. They're a goy. I'm not going to hang out with them. Lo, no need for the gzeiro. No. We made a gzeiro on the goyim too. I understand that they don't go to the same yeshiva as you, and they're in the same school as you. Of course not. They don't go to the same shul as you. For sure not. They're goyim. But you know what? If we don't make this gzeiro, you'll hang out with them. That's why there are two gzeiros. All right, so we'll stop here on the second line from the bottom. The idach maihi. Another one of the 18, what exactly it is. So everybody have a very good day, and we shall pick up tomorrow.
Thank you, Malcolm.
Enjoy.
Thanks, Malcolm.
Okay, very good. My pleasure.